Hello, this is Krista, and I am interviewing Sam. Do you think people cut more for the attention, or do you think people cut more for coping with problems that they're going through?
Everyone that I know that cut is always dealing with their problems, so they're just trying to find a way to cope.
Okay. Have you ever cut yourself?
Yep.
Have you ever got help for it?
Yeah, I got put in the psych ward.
Me too. Don't feel bad. Do you have a lot of problems at home?
Yeah, I have quite a few.
Me too. I just deal with them. But not cutting. I just listen to music.
What do you do?
Wait, what do you do to cope with your problems?
When I can, I'll turn on my music full blast. I end up screaming.
This is my room. I have clothes on the side of my bed. And I have bags on the side of my bed. They're full of papers and books. And the reason why I first started cutting is because I got raped and I was depressed. And I needed some way to cope with it. I was up in my bedroom and I just was mad at myself because I thought it was my fault. And so I just started scratching my arms. If I want to wear a t-shirt, I cross my arms across my chest. If people want to hide their cuts, they wear long sleeve shirts or hoodies or put their hands in their pockets and make their arms face their body. But if it's on the outside, they usually wear a long sleeve shirt.
Hello, this is Krista, and it is very cold outside. I'm on my porch, and I'm freezing. I wanted to read some of my poems that I wrote about cutting. This one I wrote, let me think. I think I wrote this one when I was in foster care. I think I did. I guess it's because I was going back to school and everything is going wrong, but that's okay. This one's called My Life. My life, well, my life was great when I was a baby. Everybody wanted to cute my... Okay, that sucked. Okay, let me start all over again. Okay. My life was great when I was a baby. Everybody wanted to pinch my cute little face. My life now sucks because all the girls at school are like, oh, you're not pretty enough to hang out with us. Inside my head, I think, why don't I just erase my face from your memory? I go home and cut myself everywhere and watch myself bleed. I start to get cold. The pain is unbearable, but I let it take over. I close my eyes and I say, everybody who hates me, I hope you're happy. Or hope I made you happy. Everybody who loves me, I'm sorry. I love you too. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Krista again. I'm sorry to bug y'all again, but it's 9:09. And, I'm starting to think a little bit much, and so I'm gonna start playing my video game and listen to my favorite song, Going Crazy by Natalie. Have a little taste of what I like.
Usually when I cut myself is when I'm hurt really bad, like something goes wrong. I wanted to cut when my mom said she didn't want me. I thought she really loved me. And now she don't want me, but I didn't cut. So I just listened to music and just dealt with it. I cried. That's what I did. When you cut yourself, it hurts and it makes you think about other things. But when you cry, it makes you actually think about what's going on. And then when you cry, you get it out of your system and it makes you feel a whole lot better. And just cutting makes you feel worse. And makes you want to cut again. It's been since September of 2003 since I cut myself, and I feel a lot better, so I'm proud of myself.
I first heard of Vivaldi in seventh grade. I had to do a report on him for my music teacher, a 5-page essay on him, and I had to have a picture of him. And I made a little, like it looked like a little book. But I like his music. It's nice and relaxing. It helps you get to sleep. All this instrumental stuff tells a story. Like the opera tells a story. But I don't like opera. It just says, it
explains what he's going through and what he feels. Or usually when artists are having bad days, they tend to do fast music. Or if they're anxious or if they're in a good mood, they do nice, mellow, slow, quieter music. It all tells a story.
I love this song. I really screwed up this time. I hate fighting with everybody. I don't think I want to go as far as the cutting, but it's pretty damn close. But I don't want to. I'm restraining myself.
I'm very proud of myself. I have got 100 average. Obviously, I'm doing very well in school. I've got a lot of friends.
I just want everybody to know that if you cut, it's not worth it. It's really not. Just makes you more depressed and makes you want to cut some more. Put everything in behind. I had to learn the hard way. I'm sure you guys have to learn the hard way too, whoever cuts out there. It's not worth it. If I can quit, which it was very hard for me to stop, you can quit.